today's weekday meditation. My name is Chuck Allen, and I'm so grateful I have the privilege of walking you through this guided time of prayer and meditation. So find a place of quietude and solitude, and we're in day four of a five-day series on joy. You know, I have found in my journey with God that He always comes through, that when we put our trust in Him, we also find His delight. It's kind of a delight that a kid receives from their dad or mom. God is proud to be our dad. He is glad when we put our trust in Him. In the 147th Psalm, the writer says, "The Lord delights in those who fear Him, who put their hope in His unfailing love." Or maybe as we could look at it today, the Lord is so thrilled with those of us that are still in awe of Him and take all of our future and place it in His hands because He's faithful. And when we are faithless, He is faithful. He is our joy when we're in a mess. He is our comfort when we're completely broken. He heals, and His unfailing love holds us together when it feels like we're falling into pieces. That's why the psalmist says, "Go ahead, sing to the Lord with grateful praise, make music to God." His faithfulness gives us this joyful reason to sing, to praise, to pray, and to meditate, because He who promises is true. In Him we find our delight, our joy, and our worship. Here's a question as we talk about joy today and meditate. What is the delight of your heart? What do you want from God more than anything today? Then delight in His presence, and He can give you the desires and the joy of your heart. So what are those desires? Today, let's start by taking some deep breaths and treat them as though we're walking from inside of a room filled with the world's noise, and you've stepped into this quiet room that is almost soundproof, and you look across the room and you can see God, your Creator, sitting there with His arms outstretched, waiting on you to come take a flying leap into His arms. So let's treat our breath as though we're walking from the noise and cacophony of the world and into this time of quietude, solitude, and peace with God, our Creator. You ready? Man, I have found that when you take these breaths in, just send that new oxygen to your heart, your soul, so you kind of soak it up. I mean, it's like a 98 degree day and you just got done cutting the grass, and what you want more than anything is just a cold glass of water, and you drink it, man, it drips down the front of your shirt, just feels so good. So let's drink it in. Relax and let your body slump a little bit and be comfortable. Let's take one more. Tell the Lord the greatest desire of your heart right now. God, the greatest desire in my heart is, and then fill in that blank. And then come to Him and say, "Lord, right now I am so grateful for this one thing because You have provided all that is good. I am so grateful for," and then finish that blank. Remember, friend, when we start asking, what are those desires of our heart? They are God's indwelling presence of His goodness and His holiness in our lives. They are His desires placed right inside of you. His hope, His fulfillment, and true satisfaction. Joy is there. So today, come before Him knowing His faithfulness gives us joy, and bring before Him what is it that you desperately need Him to overcome in your life, and ask Him to do that right now. And then join me in this prayer. God, today, would You fill my heart and my soul with joy? Would You let the desire of my heart be in right perspective and in line with Your desire for my heart? Remember, He is faithful when you are faithless. He is our joy when we are in a mess. He is our comfort when we are completely broken. And He heals us and repairs us and holds us in His unfailing love and binds us together when our pieces are falling apart. And so whatever it is in your life that might be falling apart, take that before the Lord now and just ask the Lord to begin to piece that back together so that you might experience His joy today. And now I want to invite you to join me for 60 seconds of quietude where you just simply ask the Lord to speak into your life. I've mentioned this before. I don't think I've ever audibly heard God, but I'll promise you I have known and sensed His presence. I have known and sensed His promptings. I have known and sensed His power in my life. And I believe when you are willing to let Him speak into your life, you will know those things as well. So over the next 60 seconds, let Him speak into your life the desire He has for your heart so that He might grant that into your life and your desires and His become one. And in that path, friend, this is where we find joy. I'll be back in 60 seconds. And I'm back. Yeah, what a time to be able to hear and know of the Lord's goodness in your life. And so today I want to finish our prayer by inviting you to ensure that the desire of your heart and the focus of your mind have come in lockstep with the direction of God. And in those three areas in our life, our soul from head to toe could feel the joy that He offers us. Not just in a feeling, but in a certainty that this joy can be there in the most difficult of times and in the most beautiful of times. My friend, let the desire of your heart and let the reshaping and renewing of your mind come in lockstep with the direction of the Lord as we find this in a weekday meditation. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow for the fifth part of this series. Enjoy. Bye now.